The documentary is the first ever to provide a first-hand look at how the group's medical teams respond to emergencies caused by war, infectious disease, or natural disaster. MSF is known for its daunting missions, for treating overwhelming numbers of victims with limited resources in often deplorable conditions. MSF gave filmmaker Mark Hopkins and his crew unprecedented and uncensored access to its field operations in parts of Africa. One cannot escape the sense of urgency MSF doctors face every minute in making life and death decisions. These scenes from the documentary are as real and as gritty as they come, with festering limbs, open wounds, cranial surgeries, and more. The film shows the volunteer doctors around as they struggle to provide emergency care while staying composed in the face of crisis. One of these volunteers is Dr. Tom Kruger. He went to Liberia in 2003 after the end of its two back-to-back civil wars, wars in which hundreds of thousands of people were killed.
It was pretty much a shock when I got here. I mean, if you're going to talk to some of your friends about some of the stuff you saw, and you can't describe the smells, the feeling of the heat on your body and the sweat running down your back, the smell of the pus that hits your nose and the unwashed bodies in a closed room, you know, no circulation, and the smell of your own panic, you know, when you're not sure what to do.
Other doctors in the film echo Dr. Kruger's sentiments. They talk about the lack of medical resources. They describe their grueling hours in poor makeshift facilities. Many risk their lives as war swirls around them. Dr. Chris Brashear served in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where, according to MSF, more than 4 million people have lost their lives since 1997. He also spent some time in Liberia during the civil wars there. He describes the conditions.
No water, no electricity, no food. Pretty apocalyptic, really.
Dr. Chiara Lepora is another doctor featured in the documentary. She has worked in various parts of Africa, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, which she told VOA she considers one of the most war-ravaged countries in the world.
Because, in a way, I really was not expecting the type of problems that we face there. The situation is somehow much more unknown to the Western world and was not particularly described in the media, and so it was particularly touching.
The film brings the viewers up against that reality. The camera often closes on the doctors' taut faces. Arguments sometimes erupt among them as they disagree about a treatment that may bring a cure or could cause death.
Either you are too tired or frustrated or you face too difficult situation or whatever, but you have lost the confidence in your being a doctor.
Dr. Lepora says the organization faces a shortage of veteran doctors.
There are a lot of doctors who are willing to volunteer once, but not many doctors who are willing to repeat the experience.
Dr. Lepora says she will probably return to MSF because she says once she learned how to be effective in a crisis situation, she finds it very difficult not to act when another crisis comes up. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.